It is New Zealand's Rima, and just saw an article today that says a Christian internet company is releasing free software to protect believers from online pornography. Tech Mission launched the Safe Families program in response to the growing pornography epidemic affecting the church. And I actually think this is a really good idea. The director of Safe Families is Bill Mooney-McCoy, and he joins me now to talk about this. Thanks for joining us, mate.
It's my pleasure, sir.
Now, you said there because of the growing pornography epidemic affecting the church is the reason you've released this.
That's correct, as well as for the young people in general.
So, I mean, what was it that, I mean, this is, I understand this is free if you download it.
That's correct.
How's it funded?
Grant from the Department of Justice in the United States to help protect families, urban families from this. Because there's been very little, at least in the states, that has been targeting the at-risk communities on this issue, and we wanted to really protect them as they gain more and more increasing access to technology as the digital divide is crossed and more kids from economically depressed families get access to the computer. We realized that's kind of like giving them a loaded gun.
Right.
And so we realized that that was a community that didn't necessarily have the resources, both financially and in terms of experientially, to know that these kids needed something on their computers that would protect. And so Safe Families, because Tech Mission, my organization that contains Safe Families, is committed to at-risk communities and using technology to spread the gospel and to transform lives, we realized that it wasn't complete just to give them access to technology. We needed to give them safe access to technology.
Bill, I'm just going to read out some stats here just for our audience.
Please.
A 1996 Promise Keepers survey at one of their stadium events revealed that over 50% of men in the audience were involved with pornography within a week of the event. 51% of pastors say cyber porn is a possible temptation, while 37% say it's a current struggle. Over half evangelical pastors admit to viewing pornography last year, while 57% of pastors say that addiction to pornography is the most sexually damaging issue in their congregation. 9 out of 10 children between the ages of 8 and 16 have viewed pornography on the internet, and 1 in 5 children use chat rooms have been approached by a pedophile online, and the internet was a significant factor in 2 out of 3 divorces, according to the American Academy of Matrimonial Lawyers. Were those sort of statistics surprising to you?
They were in the beginning. I've become a little bit less shocked, although I still once in a while get hit with something. Recently, I found out in the States, there were over, almost a billion rentals of pornographic DVDs and videos in 1 year alone.
Man.
That one, I don't understand the number 1 billion.
No.
That's pretty big.
You can't
so
get your head around
that. That one kind of shocked me a little bit.
Okay.
I've also been shocked.
Yep, go on.
I've also been shocked at the statistics regarding women, that 1 in 3 sites visitors is a woman, and that women are actually more likely to consummate and actually have an adulterous affair as a result of pornography and online affairs.
That is a surprising statistic. That's changed.
Yeah,
that's a societal change, isn't it?
It is a shift. It is no longer a guy thing. It is very much a clear and present danger among women, and that probably explains why that divorce number is so high, because so many women who get sucked into it actually go as far as to have a relationship, a physical relationship.
Now, part of your work is in teaching on pornography and its impact on families.
That's right.
What is the impact? I mean, a lot of people would say, hey, look, I'm not really into it. I just dabble a little bit or whatever. You know, it's no big deal. But what is the impact?
Well, it is a very deceptive type of addiction.
Mm.
And what we've discovered is that what it does to marriages is it really creates in the husband or the wife a preference for the virtual reality or unreality that they've become attached to. No wife or husband can possibly compete with the perfect pixelated image that they see on the screen. And there are cases where the interest in sex between a married couple will just decrease because of the commitment to the virtual sex. So that's one of the harms it places. It also is just simply a spiritually debilitating form of lust. And so inevitably, relationship with God is going to be compromised. It also is an incredible drain of time and energy, and in some cases, money. It's the amount of resources and energy one can pour into this addiction is just continually spiraling upward.
Is it an addiction?
So it's not a victimless crime.
Is it really an addiction, or is it just people dabbling in what they naturally do because it's the way a man is made?
The call for whether one is addicted or not is something that needs to be made based on a lot of factors. But certainly internet pornography addiction is very real. I'm one who's actually coming out of recovery from that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what it did to me. I know what it did to my relationship with Christ. And I know that I was totally addicted, and it almost cost me my marriage, and at one point I actually thought about taking my life because it had hurt me so much.
Bill, how does this affect kids? Because they don't necessarily see what, let's say, I mean, now we can't say just dad, but what either mum or dad are doing necessarily online. How does this affect the kids?
Well, Donna Rice Hughes, who's one of the best, most outspoken persons on this issue, has got an incredible article on her website, and I believe it's protectkids.org,
mm-hmm.
which talks about how pornography harms children. And in it, she says, among other things, it first of all introduces sex when children are too young to even know how to process it, when they don't really know what they're even looking at or how to interpret what they're seeing. It also is very often a tool to bring kids to a point of being more susceptible to molestation. It sort of breaks down inhibitions and arouses a curiosity that is very age inappropriate. There's a lot of proof that exposure to sexual media tends to make children or teenagers more ready to have sexual activity. There was one study that said for kids who are exposed to sexual media, I believe ages 14 through 16 are 2.2 times more likely to have intercourse than those who are not.
So wow.
It tends to prematurely sexualize children. And the other thing is it also shapes incredibly incorrect values and attitudes, particularly about women. Some of the websites feature abusing women through pornography, or treating them like pieces of meat or objects. It also tends to send the message that you have to be absolutely stunningly beautiful with a perfect body for a man to desire you. And it also creates in men or boys a desire to have that perfect body, that person who is just absolutely flawless.
Mm.
So it creates unrealistic, hopelessly unrealistic expectations for marriage and relationships in the future. Those are just a few of the consequences that I know of off the top of my head.
Now, let's talk about the software that you've put together, which I just have to remind our listeners, this is free software that you've put together.
Yes, it is.
Now,
it's on safefamilies.org.
Now, I've tried different things to make sure that my computer is safe for my own good, but sometimes it has a tendency to lock down news sites. Or, I mean, how do you manage to make it so that you can use your computer effectively? You talked about it being a great ministry tool, but yet protect it. Everybody who goes on online.
Well, the thing about our product, WeBlocker, is that you can have various settings for different age groups. So if you have Jimmy logging on and his little login, you can set that for a fifth grade level, and it will block sites at that level.
Right.
If you're doing some work on something, then you can set it for an adult level. We recommend for adults who are trying to stay accountable, filtering software is not a good solution. We recommend something called monitoring software.
Right.
And that's basically a very big tattletale.
Is that like the XXX Church type?
It is like XXX Church's X3 Watch or Covenant Eyes.
Right.
Which is another program, and I actually have it on my computer right now. It's an excellent tool.
And the way that works is it sends accountability messages to some people, does it?
It does. It sends my history trail to my friend every week. And if I try to uninstall it, it'll tell him that as well.
Right.
So whatever I do, my friend is monitoring what I'm doing, and if he has concerns about what he sees, he's red flags any sites that are questionable.
Right.
He'll give me a phone call or ask, you know, what was happening on Thursday afternoon.
Mm.
So that's worked very well. The filtering software that we're offering for free is to protect children,
right,
and teens. And so you can adjust the level of stringency or strictness. And if a site, for example, some of our own sites, we have a lot of the word pornography is written several times because we're talking about it.
Mm.
They come up blocked on occasion.
Mm.
You can overwrite that by saying everything in this site is okay. Or vice versa, you can say, for example, MySpace.com, which is most popular networking site in the U.S., there's a lot of very bad material on there. You can just simply say, I don't want anything from this to be accessible to my child.
Easy to use?
Very easy. We designed it so that someone who is not technical would be able to just, in a couple of clicks, put it on there. But you can be as sophisticated as you want as well. But it's very simple to install.
Hey, I really appreciate you talking with us. I appreciate your honesty as well about some of the things that we've talked about. The website, of course, it's safefamilies.org. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Fantastic.
And we've got free materials there. We've got a training manual that you can download. We've got an internet safety pledge that you can post on your computer to help you and your family to agree on what your rules are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
We've got lots of good stuff for you.
Awesome. And definitely, I would encourage everybody to go and check it out. Very worthwhile. Thanks for your time, mate.
My pleasure. God bless you.
And you too. That is Bill Mooney-McCoy. He is spearheading the Safe Families Initiative. He's been in information technology field for more than 20 years, particularly as a computer programmer, also done extensive work counselling and teaching on pornography and its impact on families. He understands firsthand the dangers of that as well. Also a dad of three, an elder, and as I said, spearheading Safe Families Initiative. Safefamilies.org, www.safefamilies.org, a website worth going to check out. You're with New Zealand's Remo.